I guess being around Coach Bobby Bowden, you know, he's hilarious. He's a more than being, you know, one of the winning coaches in NCAA history. He's real funny, and so, you know, every day going out to practice, you always look forward to what he was going to say or what joke he was going to crack.
They haven't come to Folsom Field yet, but it's a big game this weekend. You got a prediction for it?
But it'll probably be the same when we play y'all down in Tallahassee. Probably a lot of people in Denver are going to be mad, but I'm saying we'll probably win at least by 30. You know, 30 or 40. You know, I'm not too sure about the Buffaloes, but I know we got at State. The first one was a little bit slippy, but, you know, obviously Clemson's a good team. But, no, I'm predicting CU don't have a chance.
Your team's 1-1. I'm sure you've seen them play. What do you think of this Noles team?
Well, obviously, we could probably go into that game playing some of our third stringers and probably be on the same level as Colorado. No, I'm joking. But, no, I guess it's going to be a good battle. Obviously, a lot of people, friends are coming into town for this game, so it's going to be exciting, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Jamon,
go ahead, Jamon.
You guys moved the ball a ton at Buffalo, had some issues on third down and whatnot. Do you feel like it's going to take this offense a little time?
You know what? Obviously, I think we're pretty excited by the way we moved the ball, but obviously we want to capitalize on points. But at least doing what we did and getting a win out of it, it gives us something to strive for going into this next game instead of maybe coming off of a loss. And, you know, we get to look at the critical things about what we did wrong and work on it this week where, you know, we feel like this offense can be deadly, you know, as games and the season keeps going on, you know. And, you know, we'd rather start off a little slow than die out early, you know. We'd rather, like, build up and let it take us to where we need to be.
So it was like a tease, what you did in Buffalo. It's a little bit of a...
You know what? I think the first game is always your toughest game, and it's always the first game that, you know, you figure out what your team's about and what you need to work on. And obviously, since we got that out of the way, then it's kind of like a wake-up call to us. Like, you know, this is what we really can do is just the little things that we got to correct. And, you know, the little things, that's going to come.
You also proved you guys can do it when you really had to do it in that last drive.
Right. I think that two-minute drive is one of the biggest wins you can get. Obviously, put under the pressure that, you know, it's one of the most difficult wins you can get in a two-minute. And obviously, we did it. So pretty much whatever else can come should be pretty easy as long as we keep on doing what we know we can do and, you know, taking advantage of what defenses give us.
Javon, Raiders record-wise, obviously the record was pretty bad last year, but defensively, they had one of the better defenses, and they bring most of those guys back.
Yeah, I mean, every year in the NFL, it's a new season, so you can't think about the losing streak that they're on or how they were last year. It's a new season, new players, new coach, so you never know what they might come in with. Obviously, their first week was not what they wanted it to be, but obviously it's still early in the season, so we got to be prepared for everything.
Different players, different coach, but do people still hate the Raiders?
I guess so. You know, this is a big rivalry between, obviously, this franchise, this division, and, you know, obviously as new players coming in, I guess we just take that tradition on. And, you know, it's a game to us. It's a game to me. So anybody who we play, I always want to go out and do my best and obviously win. So, you know, every game is going to be a rivalry for me.
Javon Cutler's got a ton of arm, obviously. How big is the deep ball? How big of a part of the offense is that going to be in the long run here?
The deep ball is going to be very, very imperative just because with the receivers that we've got, obviously knowing myself and my ability, that's the nature of my game. And with the deep ball, if you can capitalize on the deep ball, it'll make everything else come easier, which is everything underneath. So, you know, that's a big part of my game. And obviously, sooner or later, we'll make it a big part of our game and taking advantage of some situations that cornerbacks and DBs that are playing this one-on-one that we can capitalize on.
John, you surprised Jake Cutler's a 6-star, backed up, you're all 20 with a minute and a half to go. You surprised how calm he can be under in a pressure situation like that?
You know what? I guess if you know your game plan and you know what to do, then, you know, there's no need to be nervous. You know, I think you only get nervous if you're not too sure about your ability. And we all know he has a world of ability and he's confident in it. So, you know, I don't think for him there's no need to be nervous. You know, he knows what he can do, so he's just comfortable going out there and showing it.
How much, when he's confident, does that rub off on everybody in the huddle? You guys are in a bad spot, 3rd and 23, whatever, but it seems like maybe that rubs off on everybody else when he's confident.
You know what, if he's confident, sometimes, you know, it takes other guys to make him feel confident. So, you know, obviously I think it depends on each player. We all know Jay is a confident person, but if you ever get in a situation where you got too many guys on your team that's not in that particular moment, or I've never been in that particular moment, I know I've been in it tons of times, so there's no need for me to be worried. So, you know, I know if situations can happen or plays can happen, you know, I've ran it through my head time and time again, so I know plays can be made that'll give everybody else a boost.
How much does that say about his confidence in you? He kept going to your third and fourth down, you know, and you made like four catches on the last drive. What do you think that says about his confidence in you?
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, that shows he's putting the ball in places where not too many people can put the ball in. Obviously, you know, when we go out there, the stuff that we practice, and, you know, I look at myself as maybe, you know, I think it could have been anybody who could have made those plays. If he would have went to Brandon, Brandon would have made those plays, because this is stuff we practice every day on the field. So I think it's just who's given the opportunity to be put in a situation. And it just so happened that I got put in a situation, but I think anybody would have made those plays.
But how does it feel that he was looking your way at crunch time? I mean, he could have looked to Brandon, and the same thing might have happened, but he was looking at you, Tron.
I guess it shows a lot of confidence in him having in me, but you know, it's a good feeling, and I'm just glad to hopefully down the road there'll be other situations where obviously if we have to go do that again, then you know I can be there to pull the team through and along with everybody else. And you know, I think that's something that we work on as a group of receivers and as a team every day. So you know, it's kind of exciting to be put in that situation.
When you were with Green Bay, there was a genuine hatred towards the Bears. Is that the same thing with the Raiders and Broncos, or not really? Is this more of a fan thing?
You know what? I think it's a lot of it's. You know, I'm still taking on this tradition, but it could be a big hatred. But you know, when I was in Green Bay, we had like a little bit of hatred against those guys for Bears. Where here, it's a hate, but it's not really shown as much. Where we showed it out there, probably in Green Bay.